Hashem, Yuma Daf Yud. So, the Gemara Dabana Tesla Bey said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if all of the Bnei Bava would have ascended to Eretz Yisrael, in the times of Ezra, the Shechina would not be Shera in the Mikdasheni, because the Pasuk says, Yavta Elokim LeYefes, VeYishkan Ol Hashem. The Shem gives beauty to Yefes, but he will dwell only in the tents of Shem. Afal Gav, the Yavta Elokim LeYefes, even though the Bnei Hashem gave glory, beauty, to the Bnei Yefes by letting them build the base of Mikdash, that's the Persians. In Ishkina Shari Elba Ahal Hashem, but it is only in a temple that is built by Semites, meaning Shlomo Melech, that the Shechina dwells. Rash says Alf Pisha Yaftal Kim Yefesh Zachu Parsim Livnois by Hasheni. In Ishkina Shari Elba Mikdash Rishon, the Shechina only dwells in the first Mikdash, Shabana Shlomo Shabamizar Shoshim. He came from Shem. Right, we always talk about that the Persians are not really Arabs. So how do we know the Taka come from Yefes and they don't come from Shem? The Pasuk says, Bnei Yefes is Geimer, Umagoig, Umadai, Yavon, Tuvo, Meshech, V'Tiras. So who are these people? The Gemara is going to darshan what nations they are. You can look in the Art Scroll, which has an extensive explanation of what all these nations are, and similarly, if you look in the Targum Yonason, you'll see that on that pasuk that he goes through some of these names. There might be some differences. I don't remember. Goyimer ze Germania. Goyimer is referring to Germania or Germania, as the Goyin says, referring to Germany. Magoig is Candia. So there's a girsa over here. The Bach and Rabbeinu Chananel both say Madai Kemash Ma'oi and Yavon Zu Macedonia. Our Gemara says that Madai is Macedonia and Yavon is Yavon. But we know that, what's his name, Alexander Mokdoin, who was the famous Greek guy, Alexander from Macedonia. So that's a Girsa Ayin Sham. Tuval is based Unaiki. Meshech is Musia, Tiras is a Machlokes. Pligi ba Reb Simai Rabbanan va'Amrila Reb Simai v'Rabbanan. Chad Amar Beis Tariki, referring to Beis Tariki. B'Chad Amar Zuparas. And the other one says that it is Persia. Tani Reb Yosef, and Reb Yosef Taka learned as well that Tiras Zuparas. Rashi says, keep going. The Gemara continues darshaning names of people and places. Safta, Rama, and Saftika. So there's places called Safta, Rama, and Saftika. And Safta and Saftika are basically the same thing, except there's a chaf difference. So the Gemara is going to say what that means. Tani Rabbi Yosef, Sakistan. Griviasa, Vesakistan, Briasa. There's the inside, inner Sakistan, and the outer Sakistan. What? Griyasa is the lesson of, like, migoy, from the inside. Okay. Gavoy. So Gavoy and Baroy. So you have the inner Sakistan and outer Sakistan. Bein chad l'chada mea parsi. There's 100 parsa from the inner one to the outer one. Vehekefa, and the circumference of this area, is alpha parsi, is 1,000 parsas. Okay, so there are a few countries in the world today that have are completely surrounded by a different country. At least three, and so this was one of them, wherever Sakistan is. Rashi says Sakistan Gviasa, Sakistan Briasa, Asavta Vesavtika Kai. This is referring to Savta and Savtika Shishman Shom. They have the same name. There's just a chaf. Vehimachuz Mukav Harim. It's a certain area that's surrounded by mountains. Vachitzonim Akevas Apnimis, and the outer one surrounds the inner one. Vurechoyku Pnimis Chutz. The inner one begins 100 parsa from the outer ring. Is alpha parsi, and the circumference of this whole area is 1,000 parsa. Okay. Referring to Nimrod, the beginning of his kingdom was Bavel, Varech, V'Acher, V'Chalna. Kalna, I think. Bavel is Kemashma. Bavel is Bavel, believe it or not. Arech zu Arichalis. Ba'achad zu Bashchar. Kalna is Neufer Ninfi. Okay? That's those names of those places. Min ha'aretz hi yatza Asher. Then the pasuk says that Asher departed from Bavel, that area, didn't want to be involved in the Dar Flaga things, in the Migdal Bavel. Excuse me. Tani Rabbi Yosef, Asher is the Silik. Asher refers to Silik. Again, if you want to see what these things actually are, look at the art scroll. Ve'yiven es Ninveh, ve'es Rechoves Ir, ve'es Klach. They built Ninveh, Rechoves Ir, and Klach. Ninveh, kimashmo, Ninveh is Ninveh. Again, it's no big chiddush. Rechoves Ir is Paras de Mishan. That's referring to Paras of Mishan. Ve'kalach zu Paras de Borsif. And Kalach is the other Paras. That's the Paras in Borsif. Okay. Rashi says, "Min aretz he yatzah shlalias be'altzas daraflag." He didn't want to be part of the daraflag of the Migdal Bava. We're calling the Oshim Sofer. Okay. Ve'es resen be Ninve ben Klach hi ha'ir ha'gedola. Pasuk says resen between Ninve and Klach. That is the ir ha'gedola. Resen zu ak tisbayim hi ha'ir. So fine. So that's what resen is. Discussion about the name over here because the Aleph is not necessarily part of it. Somebody says they put the Aleph in front of the name so you'd be able to pronounce it because otherwise it's a kt sound, which is very awkward to say. And what's the Ir HaGedolah? Ir HaGedolah, any idea im Ninveh Ir HaGedolah, im Resen Ir HaGedolah. Which is the big city? Was it Ninveh or is it Resen? Kishu Omer, and we're going to talk about Ninveh on Yom Kippur. Bin Ninveh Haisa Ir HaGedolah Lelakim. Pasukin Yoina says that Ninveh was a big city to Hashem. Mahalach Shlishas Yomim took 3 days to traverse the whole thing. Havi Omer Ninveh Ir HaGedolah. Vayistai say Ninveh is the Ir HaGedolah. Okay. Now, since we're talking about names, let's talk about more names. And it says by the Meraglim, Visham Achiman Shisha Talmei Ilidei Ha'anak. Over there was Achiman Shisha and Talmei, the children of the giant. Tana, Linden Abrei says like, Achiman miyumin sheb achim. Achiman was the strongest of the bunch. Shishai shemezmes arz kishchisus. Shishai was called that because he destroyed the world when he was walking around in it, because he would smush everything. And Talmi shemezmes arz tlamen tlamen. When Talmi would walk around, he would make furrows in the land like a plow. The goyim takes, and somebody else, the Bach also, take out, the Unrashi takes out this Dover Acher Achiman, because this is not another drush of the puzzle, because none of these things are mentioned there. So leaving out the Dover Acher, Achiman Bana Anas, Achiman built the city of Anas, Shishai Bana Alush, and Talmi Bana Talbush. Yilidei Ha'anak, they're called the Yilidei Ha'anak, and Anak is another word for necklace. Shemanikin Achabim Kamasim, they were so tall that it looked like they were wearing the sun as a necklace. Yeah, but not at night. Rashi says, "V'shama Achiman, Aidi de Darish Shemalsa." Since we're talking about names, Nakat Namihai, we'll talk about these names too. Right, why is this here? Rashi just told us. Shemesim Azaz Kishchisus B'Psiyosa. When he stepped on things, he smushed them. He destroyed the world like that. Shishai is Lashin Hasaz V'Ashever. The Shin Ech Levada Yisharish B'Teva. One of the shins is extra in the name. Tlamim are Kishurais, like the rows of the machresh of the plow. And davar acher, lagarsim, do not be garis davar acher, because it's not a drasha, it's just another thing we're talking about them. The manikin and sachama, doime shitzavar noikiv, but oile bechalinar ki, it's like their necks penetrate the windows of the heavens, and the sun is around their necks. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amar Rebbe, asida roimi shatibul biyad paras. So Rabbi Shula ben Levi said the name of Rebbe, that Rome will fall in the hands of Persia. Shenemar lechein, shamu atzas Hashem asher yatz edoim, humachshavosev asher chishev al yoshei teman. Im lo yisavchum tzir yatzayim, they'll be overrun, or be chased out, I think, by the tzir yatzayim, the young ones of the flock. Im lo yasum aleim noyim. So the pasuk is prophesying that Edom is going to be overrun by these Tzi'irei HaTzayin, and they're going to be defeated by them. Rashi says, I'm Rishu ben Levi, I'm Rebbe Garcinan. Right. Okay. Mask of Rabbi Bar Ula. So Rabbi Ula asked the question this. My mashma, me mashma, tahai Tzi'irei HaTzayin is parasu. You want a taina that the Tzi'irei HaTzayin is paras, because the Pasuk says, Daniel, Ha'ayel Asherah Isa Baal Karnaim, that the ram with the big horns in the vision is referring to the Malchim Adayim Paras. Maybe it's Yavon, maybe it's Greece, or as we said before, Macedonia. Dichsiv Vahatzavir HaSeir Melech Yavon. And the male goat, or the he-goat, as it's referred to, is referring to Melech Yavon. So who says that the flock is referring to the ram? Maybe it's talking about the he-goat. Kisalak Rabbi Chaviva Bar Sur Ki Yamar Kameda Hu Mirabana. So when Rabbi Chaviva Bar Sur Maki went up, he said this in front of one of the rabbis. Amalei, and he said, Mandala Yala Prushay Krom, I said, Tiyufta, you don't have a Taish of Sukkim? And you're asking questions? On Rabbi? The Rabbi? Mait Siri Atzayin. What's Siri Atzayin? It's not referring to those animals in the vision of Daniel. It's Zutra the Achoy. It's the youngest of the brothers. Who's the youngest of the Bnei Yefes? The Tanya of Yosef, Tiras, the last one mentioned in the list, Zeparas, referring to Paras. Okay. Any Rashi? Yes. Amra Kameda Hu Derabanan Laha Askaf Derabah. They said over this question of Rabbi Ula in front of one of the rabbis, and he said, he wasn't going to ask the question. Amar Rabba Bar Barachan Amar Rabbi Yechanan Meshum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Loi, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana. Asida Roy Mishatib B'yad Paras. So he echoed this and said that Rome will fall in the hands of Paras. Kavu Chaymer It's a Svara. Uma Mikdash Rishon Shabanu B'nei Shem Vechrivu Kazdim. The first base image was built by B'nei Shem Shalom HaMelech and was destroyed by the Kazdim. Naflu Kazdim B'yad Parsiim. So the people who destroyed the base of Mikdash fell in the hands of the Parsiim. Mikdash Sheni Shebenu Parsiim, so Mikdash Sheni, which was built only by the Parsiim, Vechriu Roimim, and the Romans destroyed it. Ein Din She Yiplu Roimim Biar Parsiim, so for sure they should fall in the hands of the Parsiim, because they destroyed what the Parsiim built. Rashi. I don't either. Navlu Kastim Biar Parsiim. Balshatzar, Rashi says, fell Biar Daryavish Hamadai Vekorish Aparsi Chosnai. And the in the hands of Cyrus was his son-in-law, as we learned in Rosh Hashanah about them. So, yeah, I'm not 100% clear what this Kal V'chomer is either. Yeah, I don't know. Amar Rav, Asida Paras Shetibu Biad Reime. Rav said Fakert. Rav said that Persia is going to fall in the hands of the Romans. Is that what's going on in the world right now? I have no idea. Amr Lerev Kahana Verev Antzi Lerav Bonoi Biyad Sosuri. The people who built the base of Mikdash are going to fall in the hands of those who destroyed it. Amr Lehu, and yeah, they are. Gzeres and Melechi. Ikedami, or another reason. Amr Lehu, that's what that's supposed to say. Inu Nami. They also destroy Beis Kanishta. They also destroy shuls. Tanya Mihachi, as I learned in a brisa, Asida Parashatil Biad Roime. The Persians are going to fall in the hands of the Romans. Chada the Sasu Beis Kanishta. First of all, they destroy shuls. But Oy Gzeir is Melechu. Shibu Boyne Biad Seisman. And it's Gzeir from the Bnei Shalom that those who built it are going to fall in the hands of those who destroyed it. Damar Rabbi Damar Rav, because Rabbi Damar Rav said. It could be. But that was going in the opposite direction that the Romans were going to destroy are going to fall in the hands of the Persians. So maybe not. The Amr of Yudam Rav, Ein Bein David Ba, Shetiv Shemachus Rami Arasha, but Chol Ha'olam Kulai Tisha Chadashim. Mashiach's not going to come until the Malchus of Rome is throughout the entire world for 9 months. Shenemar Lachin Yidnam Ar Is Yolada Yolada. Give them the time to give birth. V'yeser achiv yishuvin al bnei Yisrael, and the rest of the brothers, meaning Klal Yisrael, will return to Eretz Yisrael. Here we are, we should return to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, with the B.S. Mashiach Sekenu. Rashi says, Rashi says, keep going. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Let's talk about mezuzahs for a few days. Tana Rabbanan. Kol lishkos shehayu b'mikdash, all the chambers in the base of the mikdash, lehayu lehem mezuzah. They did not have mezuzahs, chutz lishkos parhedrin, except for lishkos parhedrin, shehayu b'beis dir lekohen gadol, because that was a dwelling place for the kohen gadol. So, you wanted to find the mezuzah in the base of the mikdash, it was in lishkos parhedrin. So Rabbi Huda the Tana says, there were many chambers in the Beis HaMikdash that had places for people to rest, to live, because when they were guarding the Beis HaMikdash, they would be there. Mezuzah, we didn't put mezuzahs on those, right? So when you go through Talmud and Midas, you see where everyone was guarding the Beis HaMikdash, none of those lishkas had mezuzahs. Lishkas Parhedrin Gzeira Haisa. The reason that the Lishkas Parhedrin had mezuzah was midrabana, it sounds like. It's fine. Rashi says, V'halei kama lishkas hayosham l'shem rabayis. There are people watching the base of Mikdash. They didn't put mezuzahs where they were hanging out. It was Gzeira Haisa. L'kamei mefarish. The Gemara is going to explain it on a beis. It was Gzeira shem yirma kohen gadol beis asurim hu chavash. That we don't want people to think that the base of Mikdash, that the kohen gadol is in jail for a week before Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we'll see over there that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a dira bal karcha is not called a dira. So if he's being held against his will, he doesn't need a mezuzah over there. So in order to show that it's not like a prison, we're going to put a mezuzah on the door. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the shot, Rabbi Yehuda? I'm a rabba. Cheretz was, yeah. Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, kol bayis she'eino asli mosachal mezugishamim, if it's not made for, if it's not an all weather house, ain't a bias, it's not a house. Eis ve abaye, frekti gemara, 1 second. We have a pasuk that refers to not all weather houses as houses. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, in Amos, v'kesi beis achir al beis hakayitz. They're going to strike the winter house on the summer house. So we see that they're called houses. Amalei, Rabbi said, this is shver. Beis achir al beis hakayitz ikri, they're called summer and winter houses. By stam alay ikri, they're not called houses, stam. Rashi says, Einoi bias, v'gavi mezuzah, be'inam bias chashiv. You need a bias chashiv in order to be chayiv mezuzah, and something that's only temporary is only, it's not all weather, is not a bias chashiv, despite how much people will pay for a bungalow in the country. Eis ve'abaye, v'frek de gemara, he's going to try again. The price is like this: Sukkah Chag B'Chag. You have a sukkah on Sukkahs, a sukkah on Sukkahs. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev v'chachamim poitrim. So that's not definitely not an all-year structure. Rabbi Yehuda says it's chayev, and the chacham say it's pater. What are we talking about? Let's see. Rashi says Rabbi Yehuda mechayev le'inyan meiser. The kaimalon ain't a tevel mischayev b'meiser milechu b'meno achilas arai. Tevel is not chayiv in Meisr to say you can't even like pick one or two fruits out and eat it aray. Ad shir pnei abayis. Once it sees the pnei abayis, you can no longer do that. You have to Meisr it before you want to even eat like one grape from it. Shenemar biyarti akodesh min abayis. So like kol kodesh, I think, when it's in the house. So Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv v'chalom poichim. V'tani la Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv be'erev mezuzah u'meisr. And the Braisa says on this, that Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev by Erev to say that if it's in the chatzer, it's gonna ask for the chatzer until they pitch into the Erev. Umezuzah, it's chayev mezuzah ubemeiser. And again, this is a 1 week of the year house. It's not a all weather structure. V'chitema, maybe you'll tell. Let's see Rashi before that actually. Be'erev im sucha lechatzer, if it's open to the chatzer sheish b'shar diros that has other dwellings in it. Oiseres al kulam. It's going to ask for the entire chotzer im loy irva iman if it doesn't, they're not mishdatif in the area. Umezuzah afagad de inasri lemasachamali masagishamim. This is not an all weather structure. This is a 7 day structure. It's chayiv mezuzah. Vichitema, maybe you'll tell me it's only chayiv midrabanan. So that's not going to work for all three of the nafkaminas that we mentioned. Bish lama irv mezuzah, I could tell you it's derabanan. Right? Midrabanan at asers in the chotzer, we could do that. Mezuzah, it's not really chayiv. Midrabanan, it's chayiv. Can you really say that Meiser, that it's chayav in Meiser derabanan, that if you bring your payers into the sukkah, that it's kervei them from Meiser, midrabanan, even though really it's not? Dilma asla frusha min achiv al aptor. You should be worried that you're being mafrish things that are chayav of things that are pater. Because really, this is not chayav in Meisers yet. And I might pile it in with my payers that actually sold the real house, and you'll be mafresh from Minachiv Abtur, vice versa, Minabtur Alachiv. So you can't say that Midrabanan is Chayav Meiser, because if you're going to make Azad Takana, you're going to be in big you could potentially be in big trouble. Everybody's going to agree, Zok Abaye, that during the 7 days of Sukkot, you need a mezuzah. Rashi says, Elamar Abaye b'shivas yomim shall preach. No, fuck yeah, this is not talking about the sukkah. I'm sorry. We're talking about the Lishkos Parhedrin. The 7 days when the Kohen Gadol is there, that's this week, right? Le'palig Rabbi Yehuda devadei mechayev, domi the sukkah. It's zikr, it's like a sukkah. Nobody's going to argue. Kipligi b'shayimai sashana. What about the rest of the year? Rabbanan savri gazrinan shayimai sashana to shiva. The Rabbanan say, leave the mezuzah up the whole year. And Lishkos Parhedrin, because of that whole week. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't have to have it up the whole year. So it was a temporary mezuzah. Use the command strip. Fine. What about the braisa that talks about the sukkah? And it's a machlokes. Right? Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev mezuzah and the chacham pater. So don't tell me it's just for a week. So Ela Amarava, like this. Everybody agrees, the rest of the year is Pater. The Shaila is Lishkos Parhedrin Chayev during 7 days of Prisha. V'sukkah tayim l'chud v'lishkah tayim l'chud. And don't compare Sukkah and Lishka to each other because they have different reasons. Rashi says, before we see that, Ki pligi b'shayim ois hashana. Rabbanan, this is in Abaye still. Ki pligi b'shayim ois hashana. Rabbanan Savri Gazrin and Shayim Sashana Atu Shiva. Put up a mezuzah the whole year Atu Shiva. Ryuda Savar Loi Gazrin and Elishkos Parhedrin and Shayim Sashana. And Ryuda says, no, Lishkos Parhedrin and Shayim Sashana, you don't have to worry about it. Elishkos Parhedrin and Shayim Sashana, mezuzah Kadesh, the Mechzaka, Sachal Yed, and Kabes Dira, Gemura. Why was it up the whole year? Not because it's Chayiv. We just want it to be Mechzaka as a Beis Dira, Gemura, so we shouldn't say again that Savara. You may appreciate that he's in jail for a week. So Rav attained on that. 1 second. Vasukas chag b'chag katani. Patri Rabbanon. Rabbanon say you're pater from putting up on a mezuzah on a sukkah. Am b'shiva nami command the pater. So even for the week, people are going to say it's pater. So the machlokes is taka keep ligi b'shiva. Bein b'lishka bein b'sukkah. They argue. What about during the 7 days? Va'poiter kam echayev kan ve'chliva divrayim. And they switch shitas. The one who's mechayev by the sukkah paters by the lishka and vice versa, but for different reasons, right? So let's see that. Ki pligi b'shiva sukkah time l'chud lishka time l'chud sukkah time l'chud. The reason for sukkah is Rabbi Yehuda time made the amr sukkah diras kva be'inan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you make your sukkah, it has to be a diras kva. He's the one who holds the sukkah l'mal meyasrim amas k'shera, which we'll learn about Bezer Hashem after Pesach or on Pesach really. Umechayev mezuzah and finesse vegan is chayev mezuzah. Because it's a diras kva, it's a chashuv binyan. Rabbanan l'tamayu, dami sukkah diras arei be'inan. And the Rabbanan, or the shitasam, they hold that a sukkah is diras arei. V'loi machayev mezuzah, it's not a chashuv binyan, it doesn't need a mezuzah. Rashi says, sukkah taim l'chud, Rabbi Yehuda taim eid amr sechah sukkah, diras kva be'in hi, sukkah is diras kva, he's in that list. V'hich shir sukkah gavai ma'asar mama, he says that a sukkah above 20 is kasher. She'inu really asks El Mechitzas Kva. You have to use significant walls in order to make such a tall sukkah. Hilkach bais chashiv enamil ini mezuzah. So it's a house also begging mezuzah. Okay, the lishka taim luchud, and by the lishka it's a bazundera reason. Rabbanan savri dira bal korchash madira. The Rabbanan hold that a dira that somebody is forced to be in is called a dira, and the Rabbi Yehuda savri dira bal korchash madira, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that a dira that someone's forced to be in is not called a dira, and therefore it's not going to be chayv mezuzah. Midrabanan hu detakinula, but they put one on midrabanan, midrashis pater, midrabanan, they put one up, We don't want people to say that he's trapped in jail for the week. The Pesach Inayim from the Chidah brings a tshuva from the Shaar Ephraim that there was a certain kehillah that had a jail that was run by Beis Din, and they wanted to know if it was Chayav Mezuzah. And he says, L'chor, Pesach Nek Derabbanon, it's Zichar Chayav Mezuzah. So, yeah. Okay. We're going to stop here for now. And, Rez Hashem. Actually, you know what? Let's do the Braisa. Zogti Gemara, Man Tana Ha Tana Rabbanon. Who's the Tana of this Braisa? Kol HaShoyim Shehayu Shom Lohay Lehem Mezuzah. So there's a Girs in this Braisa that we'll maybe talk about or maybe not. But all of the gates in the Mikdash did not have mezuzahs. Chutz Mishar Nikonor. Gun is a different Girsa, but the Rambam has this Girsa. Shelev Nimi Menu Lishkas Parhedrin. Because the Shar Nikonor had the Lishkas Parhedrin in it. Shar Nikonor was the gate at the eastern side of the Azara. And that one had a mezuzah because Lishkas Parhedrin, where the Kohen Gadol lived for that week, was there. The Yaivitz asked a question over here, and he says, well, there were other things. In order to get from the Shar Nikonor to Lishkas Parhedrin, there were other gates he had to go through. So why didn't those have mezuzahs? So if you look at the gears of the Rambam says that except for Shar Nikonor and anything inside of that, getting to the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Taka did. Our Gemara is not mashma like that. So that's where the Yavitz got his question from. But the Rambam Taka paskins that anything that you would go through from Shar Nikonor to the Lishkas Parhedrin had a mezuzah on it as well. So it's not just those two. So Fakti Gemara, Lema Rabbanah V'loi Rabbi Yehudi, V'loi Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Braisa is the Rabbanah, not Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, he grew for Xeira, the whole putting a mezuzah on Lishkas Parhedrin is Xeira, Va'ana, Nekim, Nekim, Xeira, Xeira. We're going to put a Xeira on top of that, that the gates leading up to Lishkas Parhedrin need a mezuzah also. So the Gemara, no, Filutem, Rabbi Yehuda, Kulachad Xeira, when they were Mesakin to put a mezuzah on Lishkas Parhedrin for the week, Chach, they did it for anything that will get you to the Lishkas Parhedrin as well. So it was all one big happy Xeira. It wasn't like they did a Xeira on Lishkas Parhedrin, then they added on top of that. Rashi says, Kol HaSharim, Sharim Mizrach Azara, the eastern part of the Azara. There's a Shah and the Gears and Rashi also. And Bez Hashem, we'll talk about Mezuzah again next time through Daf Yerbeis. Amid Aleph.